The Nisga'a Nation and a business partner say they are purchasing an already approved pipeline plan through which natural gas would be pumped to their planned Kasi-Lisims LNG project off the north coast. Citing confidentiality because they are private entities, Nisga'a Nation and Western LNG LLC aren't releasing the financial terms of the deal with TC Energy, the owner of the Prince Rupert Gas Transmission Pipeline Scheme. But TC Energy said initial proceeds are not expected to be material to the company, although it can earn more money should the project ever get built. The Prince Rupert Gas Transmission Pipeline was originally conceived in the last decade to run across northern BC, eventually exiting from Nisga'a territory on the coast to then turn south underwater to a proposed LNG facility near Prince Rupert. At 900 kilometers, a distance beginning in Hudson's Hope in the northeast, the pipeline was one of many optimistic LNG-related plans to subsequently be shelved. Instead of turning south, it would now have to alter course, running underwater northward to the proposed Kasi-Lisims LNG floating barge facility adjacent to Pierce Island north of Gingolex. The pipeline was one of two under consideration as potential suppliers of natural gas to Kasi-Lisims. The purchase is intended to close in the second quarter of this year. TC Energy President François Poirier said, "Enabling LNG development in BC is good for Indigenous communities, and, our customers." Nisga'a-Lisims Government President Eva Clayton called the deal "historic" for Indigenous participation in the Canadian economy.